Think October 2021, the publisher Jennifer Riddle date of birth 2/8/1985, because of possible abnormal CT scan, when you saw reviewed it before the start of the procedure, which shows some thickness in the colon, multiple areas. Switching the bacteria given anesthesiologist, Dr. Kashi Pisham, and Shubla Pisham, and Kalidan, and after office class, and Shubla Pisham, and Shubla Pisham, after Pakistan, but Pisham, and Shubla 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 Pisham, or close for rectum metrosexual on brain systems, which is a confined class, or signal metrosexual prep, and the class can become a negative for colon pathology. The colonoscopy was basically more sensitive and especially than the CT scan. A colonoscopy become a negative for any colonic pathology. And the four intrahepatic condition, the device which comes water, the still soft them and the system has some preparation and for flare. So the procedure of 10 Pakistan and prayer of patient, bishop lay left, after he received two rectal maximum, and colon, fresh, which is a second. Patient adequate prep did not see any colonic pathology on the CAT scan. Colonoscopy more sensitive, especially than the CAT scan. This was brought rectal microbiome, intrahepatic oblique system, research, pushed up in the complication. Finding more colonoscopy, second, number two, adequate prep, number three, colonoscopy become a negative in colonic pathology, number four, intrahepatic hemorrhage. Number five, the recommendation and advice, which is called hyperactive water. It's too soft, and the system has some preparation in terms of prep. Patient is still on take metamucil, maybe 1 to 2 tablespoons daily, and colus 100 milligrams 3 times daily, and then maybe prune juice or local magnesia every second or third day to have a good purgation follow. And repeat colonoscopy when she turned 45, and please send the card to patient primary care provider. And carry the bottom side of the patient with your July 20th to 23rd, July 20th to 23rd. Please send the copy to Dr. Nicolette Hamilton, patient primary care provider.